Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Our granddaughter is learning to walk. We recently received a video clip of her on the grass in the backyard with her little push-along trolley for blocks and toys and dolls. And yes, the camera rolled and off she went towards Mummy. Go! Coordinating holding on and moving one's legs took some concentration as she looked down and took her steps. On her third step, I've counted. Yes, I've watched this many times. She squealed with an absolute delight and a huge grin as she took another step. A few more steps, more smiles, more steps, 16 in all, and she pushed the trolley against something I couldn't see. But the trolley wasn't moving. However, her feet were still going, which meant that she was now closer to the wooden bar she was holding. More pushing, no movement. More straining now. Another sound, but one of exertion and frustration. Then her mother redirected the trolley away from the holdup, and she was smiling and walking again until she came to the end of the garden, and that was the end of the clip. But not before I heard her congratulated and saw her wanting not to stop, but keep walking. The video is 38 seconds, and I have spent considerably more time watching it. I am biased, but I'm pretty sure that anyone watching this video will smile at the exuberance and delight of a moment of living, in this case walking, and will nod at the end of the clip and smile and say something nice. It's a nice scene. It's a very human scene. It can speak of joy, innocence, potential. The world are steps away. And we will all take it in our stride, smile knowingly, at the momentary annoyance or irritation, non-verbal, exertion, and a sound of frustration, not understanding why the trolley was no longer moving when she was still doing the same thing, pushing it. It's all very human. We've all seen similar and done similar and worse. We might describe her as determined or purposeful, mention her age, oh so young, cute even, and recognize her as human, one of us. Of course, that impulse is one she is going to be taught, as we have all been taught, not to let determine her behavior. I want the trolley to move. I'm pushing it. Why is life like this, not happening as I want? Ah! We are a mixture of all sorts of things. We can be compassionate and selfish, rebellious or compliant, kind or cruel in our lifetime, and even in 1 hour. We don't have to be taught to be selfish. We can be sacrificial. In describing ourselves, many of the discussions have expressed a tension between nature and nurture. We often frame it as good or bad. And when we bring religion and deities into the mix, then our identity becomes complex because our perspective is important to us. We're taking our steps in the world. But when things are not working, if we believe in deities which interact with us, then when things are not working or happening as I want, it will be because the deity is getting it wrong, doing something wrong, and God is to blame. Christianity is a proclamation about God with us and about us being blind to Him, enemies of Him, and dead to Him. We don't like that part about us in the proclamation and try and minimize it every step we take. We hear it as we're bad rather than we need rescuing. But if we consider the cross and Jesus on it and why and what happened next, then that rescue of us reveals who we are before God, our nature before Him. Our religious term is sinner. And who God is before us and His nature, sacrificial, gracious, merciful. This proclamation declares that we are loved by God and our human nature is named as sinful. In Jesus, God gives us a way to walk with Him through this world each day with our squeals of joy and howls of frustrations, our kindness and cruelty, our compassion and selfishness. In Jesus, we are forgiven. In Jesus, Christians are new creations, and living has meaning and purpose, even when the trolley doesn't go as we want. Let's pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, You have ordered our earthly life that we must walk by faith and not by sight. Give us such trust in Your fatherly care that we show our faith by our courage in the face of all perplexities. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.